Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Having a great visit with our good friend Karen Kerrigan as she helps us continue to celebrate our 13th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. Karen is the president and founder of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. That's sbecouncil.org. I beg you, I don't just ask you, I'm begging you for your own benefit. Check out this website. Go there and spend some time there. And if you can, support the work that Karen does. It is very important. Karen, I want to change subjects for a second and talk about something that happened to me yesterday. And I didn't realize until after it happened to me, all of a sudden now I realize it's turned into this big deal across the country. I was in line in Houston to get in an airplane, and I was going through the security line. And there was a long line for this one, you know, the process of going through the screening. And somebody said, oh, there's a line over here open. And I was the only person out of that whole line to go over there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's no saying, Karen, if you're in a poker game and you don't know who the mullet is, you're the mullet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently I was the mullet because I looked around and I thought, why isn't everybody else coming with me? Well, they apparently knew what was over there, and I didn't. So I get over there, and I push my stuff through the thing there, the roller, the thing, the screening thing, and I look up, and there's this body scan machine.
Mm-hmm.
And the person says, take your belt off. I didn't usually have to take my belt off. Took my belt off. And so the lady says, stand right there. She says, do you have anything in your pocket? I said, well, I thought she meant like metal. So I gave her the fob for my car. And I said, I have my money clip here with my money. She said, hold that over your head. And that's all she said to me.
Mm-hmm.
So they did the body scan. I thought, okay, I'm going to see what this is like. Well, they didn't tell me I needed to also take out my wallet and my boarding pass and the little piece of candy that was in my pocket. Little small mint is in my pocket. Because of that, the scanner picked that up, and because they didn't know what that was, even the paper, Karen, I was subjected to a strip shirt search without taking my clothes off.
Right, right.
That's what I thought of it as.
Yeah, they're calling it enhanced pat down. And
now I'm going to tell you something. I told the lady and the man who was there who did this. I said, folks, you've got a job to do, and I appreciate that. And I'm not saying this to you, but I want you guys to know I don't like this. And the lady said, what part of it don't you like? I said, what he just did to me.
Right. No. Well, you know, Jim, this is going on nationwide, and there's a growing furor over this. I, you know, saw a picture of a nun, you know, getting this enhanced pat down.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this is degrading. I mean, they have the technology. You know, they can do profiling.
Well, I'm going to do everything I can to not have that happen to me again.
Well, you know, Jim, you've got to call your senators, and you have to call your member of Congress, because they are going to be doing some type of hearing, you know, on the Senate, I know, on this issue. But it really, I mean, this is outrageous. Not only is it outrageous, but it lacks common sense.
Well, and I'll tell you something.
We're at this right now. The terrorists have won. I mean, if they don't know how.
Right. Well, let's make sure that we remind ourselves what the definition of terrorism is. It's mm-hmm. creating chaos.
Right.
And what happened to me yesterday is a form of chaos.
Well, Jim, this drumbeat, I mean, this very chaotic drumbeat is building across the country, and people are outraged. You have people canceling flights to say, I absolutely will not fly. I mean, there is...
what's going to happen, Karen, when the first... And I've been asking this question for a long time now, mm-hmm. since the shoe bomb thing.
Right.
What's going to happen when some lady tries to blow up a plane with a bra bomb?
Mm-hmm.
What are they going to do after that?
Right. Well, Jim, right now, I mean, they're trying to take care... I mean, they're literally just stealing women all over their body in a very aggressive way. In these enhanced pat-downs.
All I'm going to say about the way the guy did me, mm-hmm. and I feel sorry for him, I really did, was they don't pay him enough to do what he did to me.
Right. Right. Well, and when you have people saying, no, you can't touch me.
It's my understanding that if I had said, look, you're not going to do that, they would have said, okay, then you can't get on the plane.
That's exactly right. And people have done that. They say, fine.
But this is going to...
Or else they get brought into, you know, another room for an interrogation.
There's got to be a better... Karen, I'll tell you, I've been positive. I've thanked the people who at TSA, but we've got to come up with something else that doesn't do what happened to me yesterday.
No, I think it's
and my wife, my children, to you. Go ahead, quickly.
It absolutely makes no sense.
Yeah,
it absolutely does, and I think it will change because the outcry is too loud.
Thank you for being here. Thanks for letting me vent a little bit, Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen. Can't do without her. Thanks, Karen. See you next time.
Thank you.
By the way, SBECouncil.org. Don't forget that, folks. I got to take a quick break. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.